and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show, the Radio by Renford Blog Talk radio show on the Renford Broadcast Network that addresses New Thought Metaphysics, which simply means a new way of thinking as we move beyond the physical and discuss the metaphysical aspects of spiritual intervention that incorporates the wisdom of yesterday with the technology of today and tomorrow. And it allows us to bridge that gap and circumnavigate those highways in wonderful ways. My name is Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to serve as your host and to invite spirit-filled people to share with us how it is that they are showing up in the world, making a difference in their neighborhood mosque, temples, churches, synagogues, and even the neighborhood 7-Elevens, and then taking that to their states, to their counties, countries, and ultimately to the world. And we know that to be so. Tonight, I am a guest on my own show, and I am excited about that. We're going to talk about how it is that we show up in the world and why it is that we show up to do the things that we do. And we're going to talk about spiritual awareness through meditation, music, and message. So I'm excited to share that with you all. We know that all manner of wonderful things are going on in the world that you could have been involved in, but yet you chose to be right here with us, right where it is that we are. And we are so, so very grateful, so very, very excited that you decided to do that. And we know without question that we are all going to have a phenomenal time. So I want to go ahead and bring in one of my friends who is has been working with me for the last, seems like 4 or 5 months in terms of the Blog Talk radio show, but who has been a friend of mine for many, many, many years, and that is Brother Carl out of Bowie, Maryland. And I am so glad that he is with us again this evening. And in a little while, I'm going to ask him to share a few words with us. But for right now, I want to let you know that we appreciate your taking time from your schedule to stop by this space and this place to share with us what is going on in your lives. I also want to acknowledge the support and the help of our moderator, my moderator for this specific show, Ms. Rhonda Harrison. Rhonda is just an awesome lady. She is a shaman in her own right up in Red Feather Lakes, say that real fast 3 times, why don't you, Colorado, and she has her own show as well on Fridays at 1 o'clock, but she is has decided to support us in this wonderful way, and believe me, you would not be hearing me right now because of the technical challenges that we had earlier if it was not for Rhonda. So I am so pleased to know that she is supporting us in this way. Tonight we want to talk about why it is that we show up in the world in the ways that we do, and what it is that we get from showing up in those ways, and how it is and why those of us who have decided, from the Latin word decere, meaning to decide to move one way instead of another, to go into this phase of life called metaphysics or new thought, which simply means a different way of thinking, to move from one phase of life into another. And those of you who have been following the No Show for some time and who have been a part of my ministry know that one of the things that we do is we always watch what it is that we're saying, because we believe that our words carry weight. And we know that, don't we? All we have to do is look at our little people. Look at the little ones, the children. When you say wonder-filled and wonderful things to them, how do they respond? They respond positively. when you instead say negative and mean things, their little faces turn, and that wonderful smile that was there a few minutes ago changes into a frown, and they become someone else. And that's the same thing that happens with us inside when we allow negative energy, negative situations, negative challenges to circumnavigate the highways of our spiritual lives and to turn our lives topsy-turvy and upside down. So how then do we not allow all of the various things in life that are going on to bother us and to upset us? I want for you to know that it doesn't mean that because I am involved in this spiritual path that things in life don't bother me, don't upset me. My family, my children, my grandchildren, my friends could tell you that things do bother me. But I have a means, a mechanism of coping with those situations, with those stresses and those stressors called meditation. I have a means of dealing with those situations and circumstances that when I talk to Brother Carl or when I talk to Carrie or when I talk to Tendai, they are going to say to me, wait a minute, Mr. Mack, wait a minute, Reverend Mack. Now, you are saying something, and is that what you really believe, or is that something that you are saying for this moment? And then that stops me in my tracks. That makes me think about what it is that I'm doing. And when I do that, I do something that I call in my ministry SRT, or spiritual replacement therapy. And what spiritual replacement therapy is all about is activating and actualizing that spiritual presence that is always right there with us wherever it is that I am, God is. And so it is always right there and just waiting for us to call upon it and allow it to support us. So when I use spiritual replacement therapy and I call upon that in my mind's eye and my friends help me to know that I have changed from a smile to a frown, and that is not what I want to be about in the world, because whatever it is that we are bringing about in a given time, we are going to continue to bring about more in the next moment, aren't we? We know that to be so. And so I change that. I have a paradigm shift. I call it a spiritual paradigm shift that then allows me to focus my energy, my love, my light, my peace, my joy on that negative challenge, on that negative situation, on that negative personality that is standing right in front of me for whatever reason that they are there. And why is it that people do that? Well, they do it because they're going through things too. People have challenges in their lives all the time. And so what we are here to do, you and me, all of us, we are here, those of us who are on this spiritual path, this train called metaphysics and new thought, this new way of thinking, this paradigm shift of life. What we are about is moving in a different way so that we can then change how it is that we are responding to situations and circumstances. And when we change things, people, situations, and circumstances change. When we smile at a flower smiles right back at us. When we instead grimace at the rain that is falling instead of appreciating the fact that that rain is supplying a much-needed nutrient to those flowers that are out there that will give us those beautiful fragrances and those wonderful, wonderful views in just a day or two, because then they will have absorbed all of the moisture, all of the energy of that water that fell upon them, instead of being selfish at the moment and thinking differently. Now, let's also look at this from another perspective, because we also know that what I say is often more easily said, than done. Isn't that right? Of course it is. Absolutely. It is not always easy to do this, to make that paradigm shift, but it is so necessary. And here's the caveat to that, ladies and gentlemen. The more we do it, the easier it becomes. And you know what? People are always watching us. We know that the little ones are always watching us because they mimic our activities, don't they? They come back and they say things to us that we have said, and sometimes we go, oh my God, that little person was aware, was awake when I said that. They may have actually been asleep, actually, but heard it in their subconscious mind and then played it back for us a little bit later on. Aren't we a little shameful, shame-filled at certain times when we think back upon some things that we have said and or done? Let me give you one example. I was walking across the street in Washington, D.C. I'm about to go to a meeting, having come from another meeting, in order to then prepare for two or three meetings down the way. You know that feeling? Of course you do. We've all been there. Those of us in corporate America especially know that we're always in one meeting just to prepare for another meeting. So subconsciously, I had looked across the street, stopped, but yet my thoughts were still on the meeting that I was just leaving. And as I looked across, I saw that the light had shifted, and it was the color that I needed for it to be, which was green, and there was a little stick person that said, you may walk now. And so again, thinking about the meeting that was behind me, thinking about the meeting that is ahead of me, I did proceed to move forward. And as I proceeded to move forward in the crosswalks, aware that I was in between the lines where I needed to be, thinking about still, though, the things that I was thinking about, I then looked to my left because I heard the roar of an engine. And then I heard the screeching brakes, and I looked up in terror as I saw this huge truck coming at me at a high rate of speed. And without thinking about it, I looked up and into the eyes of the frightened driver, who also recognized that he was driving too fast for the conditions and that I was in the crosswalk and that the light was red for him and that he needed to stop this ton mobile in a short period of time. He and I looked at each other, and we both had fear in our eyes. Obviously, I had a little bit more probably than he did, yet he was also fearful and fear-filled. And so he jammed on the brakes, and that truck stopped a couple of inches from me. And I looked up at him, and all and everything that was within me was saying, let us prepare to fight now that we have gotten away from the danger, because now, you know, I'm angry, I'm upset. There are a couple of other words that I could use, but I won't, because this is a family show. And I looked back at him, but I also knew that I only had a few minutes to get to my meeting. And so I looked at him, but I walked on across, and I looked back at him, and I walked on across. And every few steps, I would scowl and look back at him and send him these arrows and these daggers that were going into him. And he did a really interesting thing as I was about to step under the step of the crosswalk where I was going. He opened the door and he leaned out and he said, I said, I'm sorry. Haven't you ever made a mistake? Wow. That hit me like a ton of bricks. That hit me in a way that that big truck could never have hit me. And I thought about who it is that I am supposed to be, who it is that the God force is that is within me. And I looked back at him, and I waved, and I said, it's okay, friend, it's okay. And then I walked on to my meeting. But Spirit had used this gentleman and that truck and that situation to help me to understand the importance of instantaneous forgiveness, even at the time. even with all of the stuff that could have happened, I'm thinking about the fact that my children and their children are going to grow up without a grandfather. I'm thinking about the fact that I'm not going to get to go to the commemoration ceremony for all of this hard work that I'm putting in. I'm thinking about I'm not going to get to go to the class that I had prepared for. And you know, when we're ready and we have this stuff, we want to share it. So all of those types of things were part of my experience. So what I want to share with you all tonight, and we have a number of phenomenal people that are on the lines with us, and the lines are lit, and I'm just excited about it and so glad that so many people have decided to call in and to be a part of this experience with us this evening from all over the world and right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in Washington, D.C., in Bowie, Maryland, and I am grateful because I know that you all had other spaces and other places that you could have been, but you chose instead to be here. So I want to share some of those types of things with you from the perspective of what this faith walk called Metaphysics and New Thought is all about. We're no different from anybody else. We're no different from the Catholics. We're no different from the Muslims. We're no different from our Indian brothers and sisters. The words may be different, but as long as anyone believes in one God, as long as anyone believes that that God force is within us and that all we have to do is call upon it and allow it to work in our lives, whether it is showing up right now or not, because we are not allowing it to show up, and all we have to do is have a paradigm shift. All we have to do is shift gears, and immediately that energy of love and light will come back and be with us and share with us to allow us to move forward in wonderful and wonder-filled ways. I have a couple of things that I want to share with you all this evening, and so I'm going to go ahead and start with that right now. I have a meditation that I want for you all to hear, and it's a meditation that Steph Scajari, who is the Minister of Music at Unity by the Bay in Maryland, and I did together some years ago. And the meditation and the song are Everything Must Change. Now, that's very true for all of our lives, isn't it? Everything not only must change, it will change. That is what life is all about. But sometimes as we move through this phase called life and with all of the various things that go on and all of the various things that we have to do, we forget that, don't we? That's right. So I'm going to come away for just a moment, and I am going to play this phenomenal meditation for you all. I want for you to listen to it. It's an 18-minute meditation, and so you'll get to not only hear the words that I'm going to say and my thoughts relative to this experience, but you will also get to hear the beautiful music of Stefan Scajari playing along beside this piece, and then we will come back. And I want for you to do two things. Go ahead and close your eyes as you're listening to the words of the meditation, and then once you come out of that and Steph is playing the beautiful song, Everything Must Change, I'd like to ask you to write down what your thoughts are right at that moment. What is it that you got from that? And here's the importance of that. You see, we're going to have other times in our lives when life is going to get challenging, okay? As soon as we walk out the door, all right, life comes at you fast. That's what the commercial says, and they are so right. It does. It comes at us very quickly. But when we are spiritually prayed up, as my grandmother used to say, when we are ready for whatever it is that comes, it doesn't matter, because that force, that God energy that is within us allows us to handle it, and we are grateful for that. So I want for you to write down, after you hear the meditation and the words that the meditation is saying, and then write out what your thoughts are. And when we come back from that experience and come together again, then we all will talk about what those things are, what we got from it, how it is that it will impact our tomorrow, our tonight, the next moment, the next minute, when that opportunity for us to do something positive comes, how we will respond as a result of this. Okay, so here we go. I want you to stand by, hold on, tighten your seatbelts, because good things are happening and all is well with everything that is well. So just stand by and hold on, because here we go. And God is and I am. We know that, don't we? Yes, we do. God is and I am. Here we go.
Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Ascended Master, Saints of all religions, we bow to you all. May thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of our devotion, and may we be able to awaken thy love in all hearts at all times, in all spaces, and in all places. With that abridged version of a prayer by Paramahansa Yogananda, I now invite you to move into the stillness, to allow yourself to experience your oneness with God through the opportunity of meditation. If you are comfortable placing both feet flat on the floor and placing your palms in your laps with your hands and your palms turned upward so that you can, in fact, receive the gifts of God that are now being sent to you. The windows of heaven are completely open, and whatever it is that is yours is coming to you right now. And so if you will simply allow yourself to receive those gifts, they are yours for the taking. I invite you to close your eyes and take in a deep breath of air with me, knowing that you are amongst friends, knowing that you are safe and secure within the peace of God, within the love of God, and that all that there is spirit right now. I invite you to now let go of that breath, breathe out from your body, and as you do so, relax the body temple. Allow the neck and the shoulders to relax a little bit more, a little more than they were a few minutes ago. Take in another deep breath of air, and again, fill your lungs to capacity and hold on to that breath of air. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to the truth that is within you, that always was, is, and evermore shall be. Now let go of that breath of air. Breathe out from the body, and as you breathe out from the body, notice that the body is more relaxed, even more relaxed than before. We know that God is, and we have experienced a little of the wonderful blessings and bounty that Spirit has for us, and now we are open and receptive to the free, full flow of life moving into, through, and out of us as Spirit operating in this world. Take in another deep breath of air, and again, fill your lungs to capacity, and this time, tighten the muscles in your back and in your abdomen. And let us now, as we hold on to that breath of air, bless our bodies and bless our abdomen and our back for supporting us in the wonderful way that it does, and our abdomen for holding on to all of the wonderful, wonderful vital organs that are a part of the chemistry of our body. And now let go of that breath of air. Breathe out again and notice that your body is even more relaxed, much, much more relaxed than before. All that there is spirit in each and every one of us, in each and every thing, in the flowers, in the sun, in the wind, in the moon. All that there is spirit. All that there is love. Love waiting to share itself with us. Love waiting for us to understand as we move into a consciousness and awareness of all that is, that God is. Taking another deep breath of air, and this time as you fill your lungs to capacity, tighten the muscles in your lower legs, your tibia and your fibula, your knees and your feet, your upper legs into the hip joints. Tighten those areas and now release it and let it go with that breath of air. Breathe out and now feel the relaxation in the body temple. Feel that all is well within this unit that we call a body, this vehicle that is a temporary agent for the soul. All that there is God and love and peace and joy. Healing and wholeness are now mine for the taking. Prosperity, love, partnership, these are mine right now in this minute and in this hour. If I will but accept them, if I will but allow myself to get myself, the ego self of me, out of the way and allow the spirit of God, the spirit of good that is within me to take over, and I do that right now. Listen to these words, again by Paramahansa Yogananda and by Emmett Fox and by Silent Unity. These affirmations, and today as you go forth in this day after you have left this place, allow them to be a part of who it is that you are. I go forth with perfect faith in the power of omnipresent good to bring me what I need at the time that I need it. I receive now. I know that omnipotent wisdom is my living, loving Father, Mother, God. I know what I need to know when I need to know it. I know it right now, and I act upon that which needs to be acted upon immediately. And finally, I am centered and focused on the goodness of God that is within. All of my needs are met right now. Feel the energy of those words. But they are no longer just words. They are now the energy that has come out from spirit that has entered within this unit that we call a body and that are now being manifest in your world. All that there is love and peace and joy. Through the faculty of your imagination, I ask that you would walk with me right now in your mind's eye. Just allow yourself to see a huge bubble of light descending upon this space and this place that we call Unity by the Bay. It fills this entire room. It is the healing oil of God's love, permeating every cell and fiber of our being as it courses through the vessels of our soul, restoring, rejuvenating, and replacing any pain, any imagined obstacle with the full-bodied and wonderful healing oil of God's love. Feel it right now. And again, through the faculty of your imagination, imagine that light descending upon this room and feel the energy of it. See the light surrounding you. See the light surrounding the person beside you, in front of you, and behind you. See us all enveloped in this light, in this love, in this peace, and in this joy. And now allow that light that has completely encapsulated our bodies to expand and not only fill this entire room, but to fill this entire area, to fill all of Maryland, to go all up and down the East Coast, across the Midwest, into Arkansas, into all of the spaces and the places that we know of, into the Midwest, and now into Los Angeles and Seattle, and to spread all across the United States of America. And let us not allow it to stop there, but let it now enter the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans, and let it go across into Iraq and Iran, into Taipei, Taiwan, into Afghanistan, and into all of the spaces and places and the worlds that we know of and the worlds that we know not of. Whenever love enters, anything else has to leave. Whenever love enters, anything else has to leave. And so we dissipate that negative energy into the nothingness from which it came. It only came to show us what we really want. It came, as Abraham Hicks says, to to give us contrast, to share with us that which is for us right now. As you continue to breathe rhythmically and normally, allowing spirit to work within you, allow yourself for the next moment or so, in the quiet that you shall be a part of, to ask the questions that you have been wanting to ask of spirit, and to get the answers that you have been wanting to get. Until you again hear my voice in the silence, in the silence, in the silence. We give thanks for answered prayer. We give thanks for the awareness of God operating in us at all times. And now in your mind's eye, form a circle. Reach out with your left hand and take the hand of a little one, a beautiful little person who is looking up at you with hope in their eyes and smiling the gift of, I know who it is that you are. And now with your right hand, reach out and take the crumpled hand of a seasoned one, one who is wise in years and in tears. And they too look back at you and smile an awareness that all is well, that they will always be with you wherever it is that you are, to support you and undergird your every effort and to let you know that all is well. And now each of them joins hands with another and another and another. And our circle now expands all around the world and the worlds that we know not of, into the Milky Way, into the ethers. And as this circle of love expands, we look back upon Mother Earth and we bless her as she twirls on her axis for the wonderful space and place that she operates from and the wonderful opportunity to be all that we can be as we exist and coexist one with another on our beautiful grounds. Now I invite you to allow your energy and your attention to go from this space and from this place, and at any time during this day that you need to be able to pull back this energy and to know that all is well within you, and to know that whatever it is that confronts you, you are more than able, through the power of the Spirit that is within, to handle it, to deal with it, to move through it, and to be God, active, alive, and light in this world. Hold on to that peace and that joy, and know that all is well as you bring your energy and your attention back to this space and this place. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is.
the beautiful music of Stefan Skajari from Unity by the Bay, one of our sister churches in the Northeast, who is a very, very dear friend and who has been on the no-show with me numerous times, playing both jazz, rhythm and blues, and gospel. Want to know now what your thoughts are, and I'm going to open the lines and just see if we have anyone that has anything to say. I think I'll start in Memphis, Tennessee. Let me see. I think there's a wonderful friend of mine there, and his name is John Gilmore. John, are you live and in living color with me on the line, sir?
Yes, I am.
Good evening, my friend. What were your thoughts about that whole process, and what did you what were the takeaways from that experience, John?
I think for me, when you mentioned about taking the hands of those next to us and their extending hands and then extending out into the Milky Way mm-hmm. and beyond. And the idea that I've always had is that we are not the only civilization, the only existence, but that we are connected with intelligences far and beyond what we know currently. And just how wonderful it is to know that and be connected to that is what came for me.
Excellent. That's awesome. And I want to share, ladies and gentlemen, that this is Reverend John Gilmore, who is the talented minister at the Open Heart Spiritual Center, where I have had the pleasure of visiting on numerous occasions, and I'm looking forward to being there with you once again, John, in Love Month in February, I believe, second.
Yes,
second Sunday in February, we will be together again, having big fun as we always do. John, I appreciate that, and I know that you had to pull away to come in to visit with us. But if you can and are able to stay on, I'm going to ask you to stand by, and I'll be back with you again in another moment. Can you stand by with us, John?
Yes, I will.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's always wonderful when friends show up to support you in wonderful ways and to be with you. There's a very good friend of mine whom you all have heard many times on this program from California, and her name is Tendai. And I want to see if I can touch in now throughout all of this space that we have and see if I can just take my hand and reach over to sunny California. Tendai, are you on the line with us?
I am on the line. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, my dear. Thank you. I appreciate your being here. What were your thoughts? Because you remember those times when we were all there in the Northeast together doing those types of things. So I'm really interested in hearing what your thoughts are relative to the piece from Stefan and the meditation.
Well, I think, first of all, thank you for, the opportunity to and offering that to the listening audience, because that's certainly a very important practice. Mm-hmm. And my thoughts are really feelings, because during the meditation and as we're going deeper into, that secret place of the Most High, that core of where we are, to be open and allowing, there's a high vibration that we, you can garner, because listening to your words and the way they're spoken and the melodious tone of your voice just invites a peace. And in that peace, you can feel safe and think about all the things that you don't think about often enough. And they're of a higher vibration, and thinking of the good and the wonderful and the way everything is connected, not just the earth, as was pointed out earlier, but then the universe, the small universe, but there's just one. So when you're in that vibration of oneness, so many things open up for you and are revealed, and that's so important in terms of meditation. I think that's what it's all about. So it's more of a feeling that you want to stay in rather than what I think, of course, it's important.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tendai, for sharing. I appreciate that. I want to let you all know that if you feel that this has been helpful and useful to you, it is available on our website. And so all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, the no show, and then to tomorrow's date. Actually, everything is under tomorrow's date. Always when we put things up, that's the way that the system is set up. But if you go to that, you'll be able to pull it down and record it so that you may share it with others. Because people are always saying to me, what is it that meditation is really all about? Why is it that I would want to do that? And I ask them, have you ever experienced it? And they say, well, no, I haven't experienced it. And I say, well, have you ever wanted for life to slow down for you for a moment? Have you ever wanted to collect your thoughts and to make certain that whatever it was that you were going to say would be the right thing said at the right moment? And they say, of course I have. Then I say, well, then this is one of the spiritual tools that you may use in order to make certain that that happens, not only that it happens for you, but that it happens for your children and your children's children. Little people, when they hear this, they respond accordingly because they are so close already to spirit. So that is what they do. So Tendai, I appreciate that. I want to go to my home church now, if I may, Unity Center of Light in Bowie, Maryland. And I want to bring in Brother Carl, whom you all have heard. You heard him several weeks ago on with Frank talking about numerology and what it was that we had to look forward to in 2015 and to be excited about the things that are ahead of us. Carl, I want to bring you in, if I may, please, sir, because you hear me all the time. And you're there, and you know the things that we're doing, and you hear that music all the time. But were there any takeaways for you, sir, from this experience?
Yes. There were many, and I won't try to go into all of them, but one of them was surely everything must change because everything is in motion and never stays the same. So we all have to move on just as new thought. New thought to me is sort of like the second New Testament. It came to me as more good news. Came to me all of a sudden just because somebody explained something to me in a way that I understood it.
Right.
And it was as simple as that, and from that point on, just from a clear explanation, I have been a part of this whole new way of thinking, which is evolutionary, not revolutionary. It's just as our teacher told us in the New Testament that quit thinking in your, oh, I'm not here to change the scripture. I'm just here to explain it better for you. And
excellent.
New thought is here to explain that new thought even more for us. And it just clarified and opened up everything for me to the extent that let me take you, you wanted to go back to Unity, your home church, and I'll tell you this past Sunday, the message through a skit, through a little program was presented by our board of directors, because we were in transition to move our physical place,
mm-hmm.
where we come. And the question, among other things, was, what is your vision for our center?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that, and while other people were responding, I just said, I'm thinking about it, and this I can't answer right now. I've got to think more about it. And the more I thought, was simply put, I see new thought beyond the way I see the Unity Center, or I see the Unity Center only as a part and a manifestation of new thought. And I feel that it is so important to us human beings that it is evolutionary and revolutionary within us and needs to grow and expand. So I didn't only see our center where we wanted it to be, at the size we wanted it to be, and with the accoutrements that we wanted it to have, all of that, but I saw the whole new thought movement expanding and expanding and growing and growing to all of these little centers that we have all across the country now, and of course across the world,
mm-hmm.
just proliferate to the point that the Second New Testament becomes just as important as the New Testament and the Old Testament.
Excellent.
In everybody's lives.
Absolutely.
It's that important to us, I think.
I appreciate that, Carl. Thank you so much. And the opportunity to know that we are all always in transition was a key component that I took away from what you were saying. I have a friend of mine now. Carl, I'm going to put you in back in the hole bay for a moment, ask you to stand by if you can, please, sir. I'd appreciate it. But I have a friend of mine in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that I'd like to see if she is with us. Trish, are you there? Good evening, and how are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So appreciative that you were here. Trish and Eric are good friends of mine, very, very good friends of mine, best of friends, mm-hmm. and we get to visit quite often, and I'm just so glad that you took time from your schedule to come away and visit this evening. What did you think of the meditation and the musical piece as well, Trish? What did you get from that?
I thought the meditation was wonderful. Meditation was a very hard concept for me to initially materialize growing up in the Roman Catholic Church.
Mm.
So it really took me a long time to get an understanding or an appreciation of meditation and quieting my mind and being able to sit. And what I got from this meditation tonight was total peacefulness.
Mm.
And I had written a few things afterwards, and I had written, God's light is shining in and through me ever so brightly, allowing me to share this light with all around me, whether it be a smile, a well wish, or a helpful hand.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so many times I found that, you know, just even a clerk in a grocery store, you smile at them when you're checking out, you know, and they smile back at you, or somebody has smiled at me, and it was like, wow, maybe the day isn't so bad. So it's just, sometimes it's not necessarily new thought, it's old thought that's gone astray, and we just forget about it. And I think if we just, and that's what this meditation brought to me, is to remember that, you know, those things are there, and it's God's light shining within me that now I'm able to project out to other people.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Meditation was challenging, Trish, for many people. And because I didn't want to, when I first went to Unity of Washington, D.C., and Amalia Frank was my pastor there, I didn't want to slow down long enough to have to do a meditation.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were only doing 3 to 5 minutes at first, you know, nothing like we're doing now. But I didn't think I had the time. And then I learned that I would take whatever time I needed to take in order to have the peace that I then had and the level of understanding, because that's the other thing, the spiritual acumen or awareness or understanding or knowledge to move, be, do, and have in ways that was not there before. So, Trish, I thank you so much for being here. I'm going to put you back in hold for a moment, ask you to stay with us, though, because I want to go out to California one more again and see if Miss Carrie Kelly might maybe be out in sunny California, because let's see, it's almost 8 o'clock here. That means it's, what, 6 o'clock, and they still have sun or something going on. Carrie, good evening, and what were your thoughts relative to the meditation and the music experience?
It was absolutely beautiful, and it brought the prose out of me. It might look like poetry that came through me. It says, "My essence is revealing. The truth is ever healing. I am, you are, we are. Here the presence is near. Share the love from above. Walk with me through the shadows. Hold my hand."
Wow.
That's beautiful. Like, I don't write poetry. I was just telling people, I don't write music. I don't write poetry. What is this?
Well, you could have fooled me, okay? You could have fooled me, because if that is not poetry, then I don't know what is. That's an interesting component that you just brought up for us, Carrie, because once we open ourselves to spiritual unfoldment, that which we didn't necessarily think was within us then pours out from us, because we say in this metaphysical new thought walk way of life that we have been here before. Many times for many of us, and that we will come back again, but that all of those various lifetimes that we experienced brought about different learning experiences, and so within who it is that we are right now are many others that lay latent within us until a situation like this, like meditation, like opening to the spiritual awareness, brings it up for us, and we are able to then see it, experience it, and even more importantly, I feel, others are able to do the same. So, Carrie, I thank you for that, and I appreciate who it is that you are. Carrie Kelly is also a guest host on the No Show and has been doing that now since the last quarter of last year, and I very, very much value who it is that she is. And if you all want to hear a really awesome story, go back into our archives to the Carrie Kelly No Show, and you will certainly hear that. Go back to any of the people that are on and that are speaking, John Gilmore and our experiences here with Dr. Elaine and many, many, many others. That is why we are here, ladies and gentlemen, to bridge that gap between where we want to go, where it is that we are, and how to get there. See, all of us know where we want to go. All of us know where we are. But the challenge is, how do we get there? And so meditation, spiritual awareness, spiritual acumen help us to bridge that gap. And I just thank you all so much for taking the time that you are taking to be with us this evening. I want to share with you that here on the Renford Broadcast Network, we have phenomenal shows for you, and I'm just going to tell you about a few because I want to get back and hear from a couple of you for just 30 seconds each relative to a wrap-up and what your takeaways are and what you will go forth from here and share with somebody. But on Thursday, we have the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's hosted by Daryl Clark from New York, and the moderator and co-host is Cecil McDaniel, who is also the director of the Renford Broadcast Network and Renford Broadcast Radio. On Friday, we have the young lady that I shared with you earlier, my wonder-filled and awesome moderator, Miss Rhonda Harrison, at 1 p.m. every Friday, and all of our shows are always Central Standard Time. That's hosted by Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lakes. And the Searchers Roadmap show, which is the name of her show, was the first RBR show, and thus it is the longest-running show. Please tune in. Check it out. I know that this coming Friday, she has a phenomenal shaman who is going to be a part of that experience, and she wants for you to hear about it. On Saturday, Soul Town, The Sound of Music, broadcast at 3 p.m., hosted from Memphis, Tennessee, by Reginald Jenkins. Reginald was a founding member and CEO of Sound Town Records, all right? And he features musicians from around the world, and, of course, you know the Memphis sound. On Sunday, we have the Dream Vision 7 show hosted by Deborah Bouvet, or one of her hosts from Boston, Massachusetts. This evening at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have the Laws of Material Wealth hosted by our friend Jim. And you know him well. We are together often. We do a lot of great things together. As a matter of fact, last Saturday, we were together here in Little Rock with a friend of Jim's, whom I didn't know, who has become a friend of mine, Rich Floyd. And he is part of the Church of Latter-day Saints. And they hosted an opportunity for people to come here and talk about the importance of maintaining spiritual vigilance around our religious freedom. Isn't that awesome? And so Jim called me, and I went over, and it was just an awesome experience. So I really appreciate that. And that is the things that we are doing in order to keep you informed and also to share with the general populace that these are things that are important to you, so that even if you can't be there, we are trying to be there for you. So I am so grateful for all of you who have been with us this evening. I know that there were other places that you could have gone, but you chose instead to be right here. And our time has run away from us. But as we leave, I want for you to remember that everything must change. Everything. Not some things, but everything. Not only must, it will change, and it is changing even as we speak. Go forth into this day, into this week, and bless somebody. Be a blessing to someone, someone that is waiting to know that God is not dead, that everything is available to them, and that you are the person that brought that light into their experience. I know that each and every one of you has brought light into my experience, and I thank you for who it is that you are, how you show up in the world, and where it is that we are all going from here. God bless. We'll see you. Take care, everybody. I love you so much, and I'll see you next week. God bless.